This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. President Biden is calling out two Republican governors who have relaxed mask mandates and other virus restrictions. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The president says the nation's on the cusp of fundamentally changing the pandemic's nature.
The last thing we need is Neanderthal thinking.
Saying he hopes everyone has realized by now masks make a difference.
It's critical, 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 critical.
And it's a big mistake to end mask mandates after being asked about Texas's Greg Abbott and Tate Reeves in Mississippi doing just that. Reeves replied with a tweet that Mississippians don't need handlers, adding, I guess I just think we should trust Americans, not insult them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
After avoiding public appearances for several days, the governor of New York is addressing sexual harassment claims. AP's Jennifer King reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's embarrassed by allegations of sexual harassment, but he's staying in office.
I didn't mean it that way. But if that's how they felt, that's all that matters, and I apologize.
New York's Attorney General Letitia James has started to investigate claims that the governor sexually harassed at least two women in his administration.
I never touched anyone inappropriately.
One former aide, Charlotte Bennett, says Cuomo quizzed her about her sex life and asked whether she'd be open to a relationship with an older man. Another former aide, Lindsay Boylan, said Cuomo kissed her without consent at the end of a meeting and once suggested they play strip poker aboard his state-owned jet. Cuomo apologized, saying he learned an important lesson about his own behavior. He says he intends to cooperate with the investigation. I'm Jennifer King.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken declared Wednesday that the relationship between the United States and China is the world's biggest geopolitical test of the century. In his first major foreign policy speech, Blinken said the new Biden administration would manage ties with China from a position of strength.
China is the only country with the economic, diplomatic, military, and technological power to seriously challenge the stable and open international system.
Blinken said the Biden administration's other major foreign policy objectives include working to contain the global coronavirus pandemic, building a more inclusive global economy, and addressing the global threat against democracy that has been fueled by the pandemic. The prosecutor of the International Criminal Court said Wednesday she has launched an investigation into alleged Israeli crimes in the Palestinian territories. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The International Criminal Court is opening an investigation into alleged crimes in the Palestinian territories. The focus will be on Israeli military actions and Israeli settlement construction on lands captured in the 1967 Mideast War. In a videotaped statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the state of Israel is under attack this evening. At the State Department, spokesman Ned Price.
We will continue to uphold our strong commitment to Israel and its security.
Israel does not belong to nor recognize the ICC's authority. Although they have no state, the Palestinians joined the ICC in 2015 by virtue of their non-member observer status in the UN General Assembly. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Myanmar security forces dramatically escalated their crackdown on protests against last month's coup, killing at least 38 protesters. UN Special Envoy Christine Schrana-Burgener says that is the highest daily death toll since the February 1st takeover, exceeding the 18 that the UN Human Rights Office said were killed on Sunday.
Today, it was the bloodiest day since the coup happened on the 1st of February. We had today, 38 people died. We have now more than over 50 people died since the coup started.
The military has justified the coup, saying that its complaints of voter fraud in the November 8th elections were ignored. Pope Francis is pushing ahead with the first papal trip to Iraq despite rising coronavirus infections. Francis is expected to travel in an armored car with a sizable security detail. The Vatican hopes the measures will have the dual effect of protecting the Pope while discouraging contagion-inducing crowds. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.